Ezekiel chapter 33. Again the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say to them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blows the trumpet, and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet, and does not take warning, if the sword comes, and takes him away, his blood will be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and did not take warning, his blood will be upon him. But he who takes warning will deliver his soul. But if the watchman sees the sword come, and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, if the sword comes, and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his sin, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, O son of man, I have set you as a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die. If you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man will die in his sin, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his ways to turn from them, if he does not turn from his ways, he will die in his sin, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore, O son of man, speak to the house of Israel, this is what you are to speak, saying, If our evil deeds and our sins are upon us, and we waste away in them, how should we then live? Say to them, As I live, says the Lord God Jehovah, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live, turn from your evil ways. Because why will you die, O house of Israel? Therefore, son of man, say to the children of your people, The righteousness of the righteous will not deliver him in the day of his sin, as for the wickedness of the wicked, he will not fall because of it in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Neither will the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sins. When I say to the righteous, that he will surely live. If he trusts in his own righteousness, and commits sin, all his righteousness will not be remembered. But because of his sin that he has committed, he will die for it. Again, when I say to the wicked, You shall surely die. If he turns from his sin, and does that which is lawful and right. If the wicked restores the pledge, returns what he has robbed, walks in the laws of life, without committing sin. He will surely live, he will not die. None of his sins that he has committed will be mentioned to him, he has done that which is lawful and right. He will surely live. Yet the children of your people say, The way of the Lord is not fair, but as for them, their ways are not fair. When the righteous turns from his righteousness, and commits sin, he will even die because of it. But if the wicked turns from his wickedness, and does that which is lawful and right, he will live because of it. Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not fair. O you house of Israel! I will judge you everyone according to his deeds. And it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, 3540 AH, 502 BC, in the 10th month. Tibet, December, January. On the 5th day of the month, that one who had escaped out of Jerusalem came to me, saying, The city is stricken. Now the hand of the Lord Jehovah was upon me in the evening, before he who had escaped came. And had opened my mouth, until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no longer dumb. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, those who live in the wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. But we are many. The land is given us for inheritance. Therefore say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. You eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes towards your idols, and shed blood, and shall you possess the land. You stand upon your sword, you work abomination, and every one of you defiles his neighbor's wife. And shall you possess the land? You say this to them. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. As I live, surely those who are in the wastes will fall by the sword, and he who is in the open field I will give to the beasts to be devoured, and those who are in the forts and in the caves will die by the disease. Because I will lay the land most desolate, and pomp of her strength will cease, and the mountains of Israel will be desolate, that none will pass through. Then they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah, when I have laid the land most desolate because of all their abominations which they have committed. Also, you son of man, the children of your people still are talking against you by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, I ask you to come and hear what the word is that comes forth from the Lord Jehovah. And they come to you as the people come, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. Because with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. And, indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. Because they hear your words, but they do not do them. And when this comes to pass, look, it will come, then they will know that a prophet has been among them.